word excellence 5 times. No, say it 7 times. 7 is the number of perfection. Ready? Come on, let's do that. Ready? Excellence, 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 excellence. Now, we know that Paul had a ministry from the Holy Ghost, right? That he wanted to see Jesus' will accomplished in the earth, right? How many want to see God's will accomplished in the earth? Well, Friday night's all about a Holy Ghost meeting, so a Holy Ghost meeting is the Holy Spirit, right? So hopefully when we all come together and follow the flow of the Holy Ghost, we're going to accomplish the will of Jesus Christ, right? I'm not out here to accomplish my will or anybody else's will. Somebody say amen. We want to see God get accomplished what he wants to see accomplished, right? And for so long, the body of Christ has been so ignorant concerning the things of the Spirit of God. Amen. And their mission and what God's called them to do and what God wants them to do. But we believe God wants to do a great thing in our community, doesn't he? And if he's going to do it, he's going to do it by the Holy Ghost. And there's a way that we flow in the Holy Ghost. Many people think that flowing in the Holy Ghost is flowing in loudness. Many people that flows, people that flow in the Holy Ghost is just flowing in chaos. Many people think that flowing in the Holy Ghost is just flowing in mysticism. But the Bible says our God is a God of confusion, right? Did it say that? No, it says our God is a God of what? Order and of peace. That means that God can do things together. Even in things that look like chaos, God has got an order in it. So we must work like God would have us to work. We've got to get in sync. Everybody say in sync. Not with our attitude, not with our personality, but we've got to get in sync to the word and to the will of God. And that's what this scripture is talking about. It's basically saying, listen, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. How many of you know you're called to something? Well, walk in it. Walk on in what God calls you to walk in, and don't walk into it halfway. It'd be like certain people are called to different ministries. Now, if I were called to be a singer, if I were called to be a dancer, and I just got out on the platform and started to dance, amen. And never rehearsed, never stretched, never went to rehearsal, never went to practice, never worked out, but yet I'm going to dance, and I expect everybody to see me dance, right? Well, that would not be walking worthy of my vocation, would I? Would I be doing that? How would you like to be an artist that can't draw? Well, everybody has a ministry, and they have a gifting, and they have a calling, but they expect just because they're called to do that thing that they're going to do it well, or that they're going to do it with excellence. No. If you had the ability just to do that just because you were called to do it, he wouldn't have to write this here in the Bible, did he? Everybody say, walk worthy of it. First of all, before you can walk worthy of it, you got to start to walk in it. There are several kinds of people. There are some people that just want to walk in something, but they want to walk any kind of way in it. But there are others that won't walk in anything. God has called you, and he's given you an anointing, and he's given you, a mission and an anointing to fulfill a specific task or specific responsibility. Amen, that he might get his will accomplished in the earth. And he's going to use you to do that. And everybody has to find out what God wants them to do. And then once you find out what God wants you to do, you got to start to do it. But you know what? You just can't do it any kind of way. You've got to do it with the spirit of excellence. Somebody say, walk worthy of it. Not because pastor's going to get down your back. Not because you're going to be feeling guilty about it. But because God says to. Amen. It's written in the word. I can't stand people that get up there and just do any kind of thing, any kind of way. That's not how we glorify God. You know, when we get a job, you know, we want to impress our boss, so we don't hand in any kind of paper to our boss. But when it comes to God, we just throw anything together. Amen. We've been giving Jesus spiritual goulash for years. Goulash is whatever's left over in the refrigerator. We just put it all in one pot and stir it up and hand it out. Well, it's time that we stop handing out spiritual goulash, find out what the will of God is for our life and for our ministry, and start to walk in it. Amen. But walk worthy of that calling. If you're called to teach, guess what? Walk worthy of an anointing of a teacher. Amen. If you're called to heal the sick, well, walk worthy of the anointing that would have you, amen, have that ministry of healing. Hallelujah. If you're called to play the keyboard, well, do whatever is necessary to walk worthy of that, what, vocation wherewith you're called. If you're called to prophesy, amen, then pray. I don't want to hear no prophet that can't pray. I don't want to hear a prophet that can't obey God. Why? Because that means they hear God. And if they are not obeying God themselves and prophesying, they haven't heard God. Because I tell you what, when you hear God, you do what God tells you to do. So say, walk worthy of the vocation. There are certain people, if somebody came to me, you know, with three teeth missing, amen, and a construction helmet on, and I went to the hospital and I wanted to get surgery done on me, I don't want nobody showing up with no construction helmet on. I don't want somebody coming in the fire chief and going to operate on me. Somebody say, walk worthy in what God called you to walk in. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this is still the Holy Ghost meeting. Now listen, not only are you going to be able to have to walk worthy in that calling that God wants you to walk in, you're going to have to walk in something or you're going to be in trouble when Jesus comes. Everybody needs to have a ministry. Everybody needs to do what God tells them to do, and you need to do it with the spirit of excellence. Somebody say amen. With all lowliness and meekness. Now see, you got to be humble about it. Amen. There are certain things about your ministry, and everybody, I'm speaking to people that are filled with the Holy Ghost, because if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're filled with power to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. And in your ministry, declaring that everybody's got one, hallelujah, in your ministry, you're going to have the spirit of lowliness and meekness, because with your ministry, when you're trying to walk that thing out worthy, right, and you try to walk it out with excellence, there are some dirty jobs that need to get done every now and then. It's not always going to be the anointing flowing down your back and you feeling the heat of the Holy Ghost and seeing the light flying in the sky. Every once in a while, your ministry will cause you to have to get dirty and do some things you don't necessarily want to do. Some say, be it with lowliness and with meekness. Well, I have a ministry. I'm a pastor. I pastor Nation's Church. Somebody say, praise God for that. Isn't that great? Well, even in this ministry, for me to walk worthy of this ministry, every now and then I've got to get a brush out and I've got to get some toilet cleaner out and clean toilets. Somebody say, I wouldn't be able to walk worthy of my ministry if I wasn't able to get low enough to clean a toilet. Amen. There are certain people who want to lay their hands on everybody's head. Why don't you get your head off their head and put your hand on the toilet and clean it sometime? Amen. If you're not worthy enough to clean the seat that the butt sits on, keep your fingers off their head. You don't qualify. Somebody say, walk worthy. I love those kind of saints. I want to go to heaven and say, I'm a toilet cleaning, dead raising. Amen. Amen. Vacuuming, I'm a vacuuming, toilet cleaning, inventory taking. Hallelujah. Sign putting up, sign taking down. Putting up with mess. Amen. Amen. Dead raising, healing, cleansing. Amen. Man of God, well, you got to have that ministry. You don't know what ministry's about. You're not going to be effective if you just think it's all spiritual guru stuff. Some say, walk worthy of it. And many people aren't walking worthy of it because they refuse to walk. Didn't say float out your ministry. It said walk it out. That means if God told you to do something, you're going to have to walk the actions out. Amen? God called you to love and be a healer. Well, love. Find a way that you can love somebody. Amen. Somebody say with lowliness and meekness. If you don't have a ministry, it might be because you're too proud to have one. Somebody say, what do you mean too proud to have a ministry? You're too proud to get dirty. You're too proud to be inconvenienced. Everybody, you know, many people think ministry is all about a microphone and prophesying and doing wild things. You're not going to accomplish anything. Ministry is all about sacrifice. Amen? And doing the difference. Somebody say, with lowliness, meekness, and here's one that you got to have. Listen. And with long. Somebody say, long. Suffering. Didn't you just say with a little bit of suffering? You're not going to be able to serve anywhere unless you're able to suffer long. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to walk worthy of your vocation unless you have in your mind, I can put up with it. Somebody called me tonight and say, how are things going down? I said, I'm holding on. I'm going to outstand the devil and be outstanding. Somebody say, be outstanding by outstanding the devil. See, many times we want to win the devil by trying to knock the devil out. You think you could just knock the devil out in one blow? No, that's not how he goes down most of the time. Most of the time, you know how he goes out? Just by standing your ground and refusing to move. Somebody say endurance. Wear the devil out with your endurance. Listen, you've got to be long-suffering. Well, you know what? We come out here. I don't care what you say or what anybody says. I know there's an anointing in Nation's Church. And there's enough anointing to pop the devil real good. But he keeps getting back up. So what do we got to do? We've got to outstand the devil, and that's how we overcome. Amen. Some say people that are able to suffer long win. Glory to God. Somebody, oh, it's good in here tonight. Somebody say, preach the word. Clean it. Hallelujah. People, see, you got to be humble. You've got to be lowly. You got to be able to do all things, and you've got to be able to suffer long. If you can't suffer anything, you don't have what it takes. Bible says, for the joy that awaited him, he endured. Somebody say endured. The cross. So Jesus had long suffering when he hung on the cross. Therefore, we were able to get salvation. When you hear, if these words come out of your mouth, sometimes it doesn't qualify for a minute. I can't put up with this longer. This is it. One more person do that to me. One more person say that. This is the last piece of paper I'm picking up. This is the last light I'm turning off. Amen. This is the last sound check I'm going through. Somebody say, you will not be able to work to walk worthy of your vocation. Some people need to more worry about getting started before they continue to go on. Some people have never even started. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Listen, with lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, somebody say forbearing. Say it one more time, forbearing one another in love. Well, you're going to find it's not enough. See, many people say, I can deal with the work. I can deal with all the tasks and the duties. I can deal with the dirty dishes and toilets and coffee cups. I can deal with the vacuum cleaner. I can deal with all that stuff. I can deal with my computer. I can deal with sermon editing. And right after I get that one editing, another one comes up. I can deal with all that stuff. But one thing I can't put up with is other people. I don't mind doing it, but don't get in my face when I do it. See, I'm fine. I can deal with these clubs, but don't let me see you. Don't let me see nobody. Somebody say one another. See, a lot of people can do menial tasks, but they can't deal with other people. See, but you got to be able to love one another if you want to do what? If you're going to be able to walk worthy of your vocation. Somebody say, be able to forbear one another in love. Woo, glory. How many of you want to go to Jesus with a big haul? How many of you want to go in there? You want to see Jesus come with much fruit. Amen? With fruit. Well, you're going to have these things in your arsenal. We've talked about the gifts of the Spirit and all those things and how to flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Well, as you flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you've got to have these things on the inside of you. All right? Somebody say endeavoring. That means work hard. See, we got a lot of people that like to work hard, but they like to work the other way. Somebody say work hard to keep the unity of the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Somebody say, keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the peace. Listen, it doesn't say you just keep it. It says endeavoring. Somebody say endeavoring. That means you got to work at it. Peace just doesn't happen. You got to work at it. Somebody say amen. You ever notice when the devil gets on people, they endeavor to create strife. Strife just doesn't happen. Somebody has to endeavor at it and labor. Somebody has to get on the phone and work real hard to get somebody offended out there. Somebody's got to preach a message. They got to get somebody mad. You know that makes me so mad. Somebody says they got to get worked up and make it happen. Somebody say it takes effort to have a problem. Well, if it takes effort to have a problem, it's going to take a little bit of effort to have some peace sometime. Peace just doesn't naturally happen all the time. Don't we know that? We're not going to have peace unless somebody endeavors to be a peacemaker. My wife said, blessed are the peacemakers. Why? Because, boy, they have to work to keep it that way. So if you want to have peace around the body of Christ, that, you know, say, I'm just going to watch myself and keep it cool. That's not, somebody say, it's not enough. You got to endeavor, amen? You got to watch yourself and everybody else, amen? Somebody say, I'm going to work at peace. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, amen, in the bond of peace. Then you will be able, that's one of the ways that you will be able to do what God wants us to do. And what is that? Walk worthy of your vocation. If you're not laboring for peace every day, you're not walking worthy of your vocation. So when you come on Sunday morning happens and people come in with all kind of funguses. They've been out in the world. There's bacteria out there. Amen. People come in with all kinds of stuff. They've been bombarded by the devil. Amen. They've been worked over here. They've been worked over there. They've been worked over everywhere. And the last thing they want is a problem at church. But they'll get a problem at church. You better believe me. Unless we have people that are prepared. Amen. To endeavor. Somebody say, I will endeavor
to keep peace. Hallelujah. All right.
There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope. Somebody say one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So I say, I have an anointing. That grace is a charism. That means that's a spirit of God. It says that everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, but what is it? But he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all in all. And he gave some. Everybody say some. Say it one more time. This blessed me so much with trying to figure people out. That word some helped me. Because everybody, you know, that's a real easy word, isn't it? That doesn't mean all. Somebody say some. Every once in a while, you don't have all the money, do you? Every once in a while, you have some money, right? You got some food in your refrigerator. You don't have all the food in your refrigerator. But there are certain people that walk around with all of it. And you go to some churches, everybody in the place is an apostle. Amen. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers. You got to learn that, and you got to judge it by the fruit. That means they make their, first of all, I don't believe in any fivefold office that doesn't make its living by the fivefold office. That's one way to tell it. If you're going to be a teacher, live by teaching. You're going to be a pastor, live by pastoring. Amen. You're going to be a prophet, live by being a prophet. Somebody say amen. Didn't say live by begging, acting like a pastor. Didn't say live by begging, acting like an apostle. Didn't say live by begging, acting like something else. Somebody say live by your ministry. Amen. When you're called to do something, you will be able to live by what God called you to do in that fivefold office. Somebody say hallelujah. It doesn't matter how big your ministry is, how small your church is. Guess what? That thing will carry you if God told it to. You got to have some faith sometimes. Sometimes you got to be willing to suffer just a little bit. But if you're still hungry after 10 years, come on. If you're still hungry after 10 years, you need to wait just a little bit. Somebody say amen. Need to minister to McDonald's. People don't like to hear this stuff. Hallelujah. Ministry is not about collecting offerings. Ministry is about doing the work of ministry. And then it naturally happens. God will take care of you. When you take care of his stuff, he'll take care of you no matter what. So say, fivefold offices. Glory to God. Why? Because the ministry offices are valuable. And things that are valued, guess what? It will be taken care of. When I minister out of my anointing, glory to God, whether it be pastoring or whatever it is, they just can't help but bless me. And if they don't bless me, somebody else will. Glory to God. You don't need a bunch of people. You just need people that identify with that gifting, and you don't have to beg. We've had this church down to five people. Down to five people, and our budget did not decrease. It increased. Amen. Not one time with those five people did I have to go out and get a part-time job. Somebody said, you should have. Not mind your business. Now mind mine. Somebody say amen. Your ministry will carry it. If you got faith. If you don't got faith for your ministry to carry, you don't need to have faith to get out there and even call yourself that. Amen. Glory to God. It's hot in here. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. So they say, well, God's called me to evangelize. Well, go out and evangelize and see what happens. I love to have evangelists. God called me to evangelize. Listen, you go evangelize, you get out there and do what God tells you to do, there'll be so many people in here. Go, you'll pay for yourself. No, people just want to hang around church and call it a ministry. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh,
hallelujah. How many preachers, how many ministers we want to be around here? Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, put it where it is. Amen. Put it where it is. If God told you to minister, get out there and minister and see what happens. It's not going to come from light in the sky, a little poof from here, a little poof from there, and a little pity party here. It's going to come from your efforts and from your labor and from your consistency. Guess what? If I don't get up and work every day, and I'm not just talking about pray about church on Friday night, I'm not just talking about, well, I better just pray. We got church Friday night. I wish it was that easy. It's not all about that. But if I don't get out there and make my CDs and do whatever God tells me to do, you know what? It will fail. What you believe in, you must sow into. Somebody say amen. If you got to, listen, you got to walk worthy of your calling. So many people don't want to walk in anything. They just want to daydream about what God wants them to do. The best thing about ministry, for those of you who want to get started in the ministry, you know what the best thing you need to do? Start. I can't stand people just coming to talk about stuff. Nothing worse than that. Ask Jesse. We get preachers come in. Well, God, tell me to do it. Well, I'm not coming to talk to you about anything. I want to see some action. Somebody say amen. That's how you tell. Somebody say, talk is cheap. Ooh, it's good. I'm so glad Jesus came down here and just didn't talk. One day I'm going to get up on that cross. One day I'm going to get up on the cross. Somebody say, talk is cheap. One day when I feel like I'm going to rise from the dead. You know I have the power to heal you, but I'm going to keep going. Somebody say, oh, glory to God. But that's what it's like for so many people. We're supposed to be like Jesus. Somebody say, imitate Christ. God told you to do it, do it. Best way to find out whether God tells you to do something, just do it and see if it happens. We didn't add up when God told us to do Nation Church. We didn't figure out how much money we had. We didn't look in the wallet and say, okay, we got this much money, we can do it. No, we just did what God told us to do. Somebody say, praise God. And so many people are sitting there looking at the four walls and wonder why things are not happening to them, because you're just sitting there looking stupid. And you can look stupid for years, but if you just get up and do what God tells you to do, it'll happen for you. Somebody say, walk worthy of your vocations. I'm so sick of people calling preachers lazy. But why? Because 90% of them are. Somebody say, glory to God. Not because the ministry doesn't call for them not to be. Amen. When you do what God really wants you to do, you're going to be a busy little camper. Hallelujah. This is good, isn't it? This is still a Holy Ghost meeting. Somebody say, get your butt up and do something. Hallelujah. That's from the Holy Ghost. It's still prophecy. Why put off tomorrow what you should be doing today? Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Somebody say, you've got a grace and you got a gift. Now listen. Now he gave us, and if people get mad at me, what's happening right here? We're telling it like it is. That's why he gave us the fivefold office for the perfecting of the saints. Somebody say, getting them ready for the playing around of the ministry. For the talking about the ministry. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, for what of the ministry? For the illusion of the ministry. Everybody put those two words together. For the, what's that word? Everybody read that to make sure you got the same Bible. For the what? Of the what? So it's not a ministry unless it has a what? A work. It's not a ministry unless it has a work. It's got to have a function. That's why God pulled you out. That he might be able to use you to accomplish his purpose. Somebody say, praise God. For, and it's just not any kind of work. Somebody say, and it's got, how do you know it, whether it's a true ministry? Because it will edify not just the individual. It won't just pump their ego, pump their bank account. But for the building up, makes it real clear, of the body of Christ. That means that the work you do shouldn't always be pushing your stuff. Amen. Pushing your ego.
building your stuff. That means that the work of the ministry that you're called to do, it will build the body of Christ. That means if you're really called to do ministry and the Holy Ghost is really in you, you can go into a city, you're going to work, and the work that you do, it's going to build up the body of Christ. Amen. That's what ministry is all about. It's not spending energy. Somebody say how when you're called into the ministry, you're called to do certain things, even in a laity form. Whatever you invest in, you're supposed to promote what you're invested in, because everything you put your hands to is blessed. Yeah. And many people's ministry aren't blessed because they won't put their hands to it. They expect it to be blessed, but before it can get blessed, you got to get your lazy hands out of your pocket and put it on your ministry. Put it on the keyboard. Put it on the steering wheel. Amen. Some say, put it on something. Put it on something. Glory to God. Find a focus for that thing. Put that anointing on your keyboard. Put it on some CDs. Do something. Somebody say, do something. Work it. Work it. Hallelujah. This is good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. For the end of, till we all, somebody say, till we all come into the unity of the what? Of the what? Faith. Let me give you a simple word. Nobody has faith without a work. Faith without works is dead. Don't nobody claim no great faith that don't have a work to do. If you believe God was going to make something, I got faith that God going to bless Nations Church, but I'm not going to do anything about it. You don't believe anything. That's talk. Is somebody say talk is cheap. I believe that we're going to have overflowing crowds. Then work. Somebody say faith without works is dead. When I see God, look, when God really gives me vision of something, I just can't look at it and do nothing about it. If I see God, if I see something in the spirit naturally, my body's going to get in sync to what he's going to do. If I see God going to, listen, if I see God going to do something in the future for Nations Church, it makes me do something differently today. Somebody say, faith has works. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. And many people aren't working because they have no faith. They're not working their ministry because they really don't have any faith in it. They just got a lot of cheap talk. Somebody say amen. Why do most people invest in Nations Church when we're so small? People have given us a lot of money. Unbelievable money. You know, people that don't even know us too well come in here and bless us with money. It's a miracle every time somebody gives you $1,000. People walk up to you that don't even go to church, don't even save, give you $10,000. This man sold a truck. This one sold two cars. People come in dropping, somebody say dropping big bucks. Why? Because they see a work of ministry. And we want everybody just to throw. Anybody going to throw money at you when you're doing nothing? It doesn't cost you anything to lay on your butt. Somebody say, I'm not going to pay you to sit around and look stupid. Glory to God. And neither does the Holy Ghost. And people wonder why money doesn't come around. They wonder why they can't get increased for somebody sitting on their butt someplace. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And God ain't going to pay nobody that he's not pleased with. And faith without works is dead. Somebody say glory to God. And it doesn't matter where you work. Somebody say, I just need to find a better job. No, you don't, dummy. You just need to do something. Somebody say works. Activity. You know, some people, yeah, it's cold here. Some people say, listen, well, I don't have a job. Somebody say, do something. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, manifest something. Get out and work a flower bed. Go help somebody across the parking lot. Amen. Somebody say, work something. Ooh, this is good teaching tonight. Somebody say, ministry.
Hallelujah. Better cut that TV off and work something. Go make somebody happy. Somebody say, I'm going to work today. Amen. I'm going to put a smile on this sister's face over here. Somebody say, I'm working. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Faith won't work until you put it to work. So, bless God. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth be no more, somebody say, don't be children, tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine and sleight of men and cunning crafting, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, you may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly and joined together are compacted, by the which every joint supplieth according to effectual working. Somebody say, according. Verse 16, to the what? According to the what? Oh, let's read that one more time. According to what? The noise? According to the height? According to all the prophetic words? According to the what? Of what? So, according to the effectual working of God? No. According to what? According to what? The effectual working of some people. Somebody say, every part. Got to go to work. Isn't this good teaching? Yes. Supply according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh, somebody say, maketh, increase. It's so amazing when we don't see great increase in different ministry. Everybody wants to point to everybody else and say, that's the reason why it's not growing. Pastor's preaching too long. Yeah. They look at the ones that are supplying their part and say, that's the reason why it's not working. Somebody say, every part must work for there to be increase. That's how increase comes, by every part getting together to work, not by overworking what you already got. So say, every person, find out what God wants them to do and walk worthy of that vocation, and you'll have increase. If you're not afraid of a little decrease, you'll get great increase. Amen. Somebody say, cut the fluff. Don't be afraid of cutbacks. Amen. Because what you're afraid to cut back, you'll be dragging along. Amen. Say, I can't increase with dead weight. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, we need every part to work, not just a big mess. Every part working, no matter how big the parts are, brings increase. Not a big mass of people. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, every part working. Sometimes if you cut back, you'll be able to go forward. So many people just want to have a bunch of faces up there. Somebody say, glory to God. I have a vision of having every part working. Because what's not working with you, I guarantee you they'll be working against you. Somebody say, praise God. Some people think it's their ministry to go in and criticize what everybody else is doing, not saying anybody's doing it here. You know, everybody else working, they're the ones sitting there. You know, if you wash that cup just a little bit different. You know, women love that when their husband do that. They sit, you know, their husband getting there, sit down, and they look at the one that is working. You know you don't vacuum that floor like that. You know, we can be like that sometime. You know what? If you find yourself complaining what other people are doing a lot, that means you're not doing anything. That you got time to look at how other people are doing stuff. Somebody say amen. I call them a supervisor do-nothings. Amen. Self-appointed. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. It's good. Glory to God. This is still the Bible, isn't it? That every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say. Here we're going to. I'm trying to get there as fast as I can. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk
not as Gentiles in the vanity of their minds. Some people are so caught up in fairyland, in la-la land, that they can't walk in the natural. So many people are so busy daydreaming, amen, that they can't live in reality. There are so many, we meet so many preachers, you know, they come in, we meet preachers, and I meet young people, you know, we had Chris, Jesse, and different other ones, you know, and the first thing you got to do is bring them to reality. Because they see all the big vision in their head, you know, and they'll sit around and wait for years for that big thing to happen instead of doing what they should do today in order for the big thing to happen. So say, start living in the vanity of your head. Work with what you got today. There are a lot of people that are waiting for something to happen when they refuse to look what they got in their hands right now. When I get that big healing ministry, oh, hallelujah, it's going to happen. When I get 5,000 people, it's going to happen. Well, it won't happen until you look at what you got in your hands right now. If you're not being faithful with what you already have, you're not going to be faithful with the great multitude that God will give you later. Some say lazy today, lazier tomorrow. It's the truth. Hallelujah. It's the truth. And many people are just waiting for God to motivate them. I'm waiting for God to get me up out of here, just motivate me. God ain't going to do nothing for you. God is moved by faith. You're waiting for God to take the first move. You better just get up and go someplace and do something. Somebody say hallelujah. It's going to start today. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah! This is so good. I'm getting there. I'll even make it even good for you. I'll skip a couple verses. Now, listen, in order for you to walk in this thing, you've got to do verse 23. Okay? Yeah. You got to do verse 23. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And be, somebody say, be. Ye transformed or renewed. Somebody say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, many of you are not able to walk worthy of your calling or what God called you to be because you won't renew your mind. You got to renew your mind so you can allow these things to happen. That ye put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and holiness. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither, somebody say neither, give place to the devil. See, that anger just gives place to the devil. The longer you're upset, the longer the door is open. For as long as it takes you to pull yourself together, as long as you're open to the devil to move. Somebody say, get over it. Quickly. You know, we're sitting up there, we're still pouting and going through our stuff, and I've learned that. You know, I used to get mad and stay mad for a whole service. I'd get mad for seasons. Y'all remember those anger series? Anger 101 and Anger 202. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all remember those series? I think we got a couple of them. You know, Anger 101, you know, Anger Part 1, Anger Part 2. Somebody say amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Whole seasons of it. Well, as long as you're upset and angry about something, as long as the door will be open for the devil to do whatever he wants to do. We can say, I'm not going to get over it, and your door is wide open. In comes poverty. In comes calamity, in comes sickness, in comes debt, in comes strife, but we still got the door wide open. And that door won't shut, amen, until you shut up, amen, and decide that you're not going to be angry anymore. Somebody say amen. See, there are certain people that get mad at church. We met people, they get mad at church, they get upset, and they get out. They're all pouting and wrathing and anger, get out there with the devil for about a year, you know, and they think God is going to keep their door closed. Nope, devil can't come in here. She's just pouting. I'm going to keep her back while she's pouting. Come on. Somebody say, get over it quickly. Don't give place to the devil. Whether you started it or whether you're right about it or wrong about it, somebody say, it doesn't matter. Just because somebody abused you and upset you, and I've been there, amen, doesn't give you right to leave the door open for the devil to kick you again. Amen. Yeah, they did you wrong, amen, but shut the door. You know, we get in a fight. I mean, it'd be like living in a real bad neighborhood with the guns and violence going on, you know, and you get mad because your kid spilled milk. You know, and because they spilled milk, that just did it. We're going to open the door and let all the terrorists come in. You better get over your stuff. You can't afford to be angry and upset. As long as you're angry, the more doors you open up. Somebody say amen. And the devil will take every opportunity that he can give you. Can I tell you something? The devil is not lazy. He's a worker. He's a worker. He's an opportunist. You hear what I'm saying? He's an opportunist. Amen. What you're willing to throw away, he'll take. You're willing to throw away one of your days, he'll take it. Amen. And he'll take your day and make investments on it. Amen. He'll get, what do they call those things? A timeshare on it. He'll come in on one of your bad days and get a timeshare. You think he's going to be in there for 15 minutes? Say, no, I'm going to be here for about 6 weeks. I'm going to come back every now and then. Somebody say amen. Oh, this is good teaching tonight. It's only 9:18. Aren't you glad we didn't sing another song? Amen. Be angry. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor, working. Somebody say working. And just to make it clear, working means with your hands. Somebody say amen. Working means with your hands. Somebody say do something. Glory to God. Woo! The good, working with his hands, the things which is good that he may have to give to him that's in need. So there are certain people who say, I don't need anything. Well, you need to work to give to people that do.
Amen.
Amen. You need to work with your hand to be able to give to people that do. No, I can just make it just on my own. Well, isn't that, you just selfish little dog, you. Amen. Amen. You need to be blessed enough to bless others. Amen. It's not enough, you know, you crying about how much money you don't have, crying about how much money you don't have, and God's waiting for you to get blessed to bless somebody else.
Amen.
We got enough just to make it. Hallelujah. Somebody said, that ain't good enough.
Ain't good enough.
You need to be blessed enough to bless everybody else. Amen.
To give in to every
good work. Amen. You need to be blessed enough when you go out to eat. This one's mine. You know, not pushing the bill across the table. We've been getting there. Amen. Ooh, where's it coming? Ooh, here it comes. Ooh. Somebody say, I'm going to put my money out there before the bill comes. Ooh, amen. Somebody say, keep it up. That's not how God wants us to live and walk in. When you're squeezing on the stuff, amen. Glory to God. Ain't nothing coming in. I guarantee it will get out faster than it comes in if you're holding on to it tight. Somebody say, praise God. When you see people that are holding on to money tight, I want to pat them on the back and say, you need to hold on to that tight. That's all you're going to get for a long time. You better learn to make that thing jump over backwards, sing, scream, holler. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. You better ration it. Amen. Sing to it, pat it on the back, because that's the only dollar you're going to have. Amen. Like we taught that time, you know, the money that you won't release won't want to come back because it's tired of being in prison. Please don't send me to that brother again. It took me 5 years to get out of that jug. He had me stuck under that mattress for 5 years. Please don't send me back to the mattress. That sister held onto that quarter so long, I was so sweaty by the time she let me go. Please don't send me back. Many people wonder why money runs from them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here he comes. Run. How many of you realize? How many of you learned that? There is he that sows. And the Bible says it's just not me. See, we haven't learned it yet. There is he that just sows. And it just keeps coming. And it just keeps coming. Somebody say, voila, hallelujah. Somebody say, and people get mad because they say, somebody say, spend it. Do it. Where God's, where the need is, put your money there. And you know what? And as you get it, as fast as you get it out, it comes back. You know, and you see that same person as you're out there sowing it out there, holding on to it, never letting it go. Amen. Wonder why it won't come. Somebody say amen. Somebody say you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. See, freedom releases freedom. See, there's so many people that are financially bound, amen, because they've bound finances. You release finances, you'll be released to do things financially. You'll never be bound if you don't bind your stuff up. If you're open, you'll always be open to an opportunity. But if you're shut up and boxed up, guess what? You'll be shut up and boxed up in every area of your life. This is good teaching. Somebody say, worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. This is a good life. How many of you found out you're getting more blessed than you ever been before? Hallelujah. And the best is yet to come. You want to be more blessed? Give out more. We're going to take an offering in a couple minutes. Wear it out. Amen. Try it. Amen. Rattle that plate. Amen. Somebody say, if that's all they got, make it rattle. Amen. But every once in a while, we should hear. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Let no corrupt communication. Somebody say, no. Somebody say, no. Circle that again. My Lord. Everybody circle that word, no. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And somebody say, and grieve not. This is where I'm going to close. Somebody say, grieve not. The Holy Ghost of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. This is good. And y'all are blessed because, well, man, we only got one more verse. Let all bitterness, somebody say, don't grieve the Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put far away from you. Amen. With all malice. And be ye what? And be ye what? To one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Is that the last verse there, or am I just missing a page? That's the last verse. Somebody say, Pastor Rod loves the book of Ephesians. Either I love the book of Ephesians or I read something that made me real mad. Amen. Somebody say, that was good, Pastor Rod.
That was good, Pastor Rod.
Now we're going to minister it. Amen. We got about 20 minutes that we can enjoy God. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. That's a Holy Ghost meeting, and the Holy Ghost is here to help you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Somebody say, thank God. Now, if you haven't done anything all day long, you're lazy and need deliverance. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, you know the truth, and the truth will be able to set you free. Well, glory to God. The Bible says you confess your faults one another, and you'll be healed. Glory to God. Rita's helping me out. Somebody say, hallelujah. It's time to, we're going to receive tonight's offering. We're going to pray for some people. Amen. We're going to pray for a healing service. Amen. We're going to pray for the lazy. Amen. For those that just don't know, amen, that they got to work. Amen. Somebody say, got to go to work. Got to get things done. Somebody say, got to work, got to work, got to work, work, work. Amen. Somebody say, amen. And when we get through working on that building, we'll go up to heaven and receive that reward. Well, see, that's your deliverance right there. See, many people don't listen. Usually the river of offense is the river of deliverance. You think that the thing that's going to deliver you the most is going to make you real happy. The river of offense, that thing, you know, when you get that medicine, boy, is it going to make you mad? Notice that when these people are going out there with this anthrax to give, listen, what's the anthrax scare? The, what's the thing that they take so they don't get it? The Cipro. The antibiotic, well, the thing you're supposed to take the before you get something? A vaccine. You know what a vaccine is? The actual thing. A vaccine has a little bit of the actual thing. So the river of offense is the river of deliverance. So when you get offended, when you hear something, somebody say, I'm about to come out of this. Somebody say, amen. We got to be real blunt about things or we can stay where we are. The Bible says you know the truth and the truth will set you free. Somebody say, amen. I like what they used to say on Saturday Night Live. And denial ain't a river. It's not a river in where? In Egypt. Somebody say,
denial.
Is not a river. In Egypt. It's the thing keeping you from your blessing. Somebody say, face it. Amen. And be healed. Or be stuck where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, dear. praise God, healed. Praise God and walking now in glory. Now you got to dance. Hallelujah. God healed those legs. Now you're ready to go to work, aren't you? Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Thank God. Look at God. Isn't God a good God? Somebody say things are getting better all the time because God's got me. Somebody say God's got me motivated to fulfill my job. And I will by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. See, many people want to go buy a car that sounds like a car. See, that's what people are about ministry. We like to get around people that sound just like it. Makes all the sounds. You know, you can't afford a Mercedes-Benz, so you'll get a Mercedes-Benz CD. You put the thing in there, and it sounds just like a Mercedes-Benz. Amen. You know, I don't have it, but I'll go get the CD, and just like I got it. Somebody say, fake. Well, that's what it is with many churches and many people. We go to churches and different things, and we hear all the sounds of it. Amen. But you can't ride it. Sounds just like a prophet, but doesn't do anything. Amen. Sounds just like great faith. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. But you can't do anything with it. Amen. So next time you need something, I want you to get something that sounds just like it. Next time you have a police emergency, amen, just play a siren. Amen. Next time your house is on fire, just put the siren on. Amen. Somebody say, sounds just like it, but they got to show up. It's not going to do you any good. Amen. Somebody say, we're having a good time tonight. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What in the world is this thing tonight? Somebody say, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't sound like it. That's what I do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Y'all got it back there, Brother Will? Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, I'm working in that sound booth. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, praise God. Say, I make a difference in what I do. Amen. Oh, my, 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 my. Ooh, do I have to be obedient to the Holy Ghost tonight? Ha, ha, ha. Praise God, praise God. Get that offering in your hand so we can minister to the people. Hallelujah. If you don't have one, let me pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody say, thank God for big money. Hallelujah. How many are ready to see the miracle take place? How many are ready to see the miracle take place? Please prepare your heart for the tithe and, I like that, he said, and or. Somebody say, please prepare your heart for the tithe and or offering for the service, for the giving. Somebody say, giving service. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many are glad to give tonight? Amen. Now, if you can't give tonight, you need to tell the devil, devil, this is the last time that I will not, amen, be able to sow. And I know what it feels like. I went to one of them Kojic churches. They take about five offerings of service. Amen. Been there? Every time, between every song, there's an offering. Amen. I mean, you go march around to the offering plate. Amen. And go back to your seat. Then the plate follows you to your seat. Amen. They got, you know, three and four, five. How many have been in a place where they get three and four offerings? They just keep coming and keep coming. Then you go out the door, the kids hit you up with an offering. Amen. And I knew what it felt like, you know, every time the offerings came, you know, you just didn't have enough to do what, you know, you just didn't have it. But thank God he delivers us from that. Hallelujah. Let's pray for that offering. Somebody say, thank God that I'm rich and I got a lot of money coming because it's coming back. What's coming back? What you sent out. And if you didn't send anything, guess what's coming? Somebody say, you reap what you sow. Amen. Many people are going out there to the garden with them and pulling up a bunch of intentions. I intend to bless you. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. I intend to bless you. Glory to God. Amen. I want to. They're pulling up intents and wants and desires and all that other stuff. God desires to bless you. Did you know that? God desires to bless you. Amen. And you desire to be blessed. Amen. Well, but you got to sow. Somebody say you got to reap what you sow. And it's okay not to have money. Did you know that? Some of us have figured that out. You don't have to have money, but it's a lot better with it. And you can go to heaven with no money. You really can. Amen. But you will never, ever get it until you learn to give it. Okay? Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Thank God. So we sow it. Somebody say thank God for the truth that sets me free. And some say, I believe that. I believe everything else but that. That's all right. Amen. Somebody say your wallet matches your faith. Glory to God. Let's pray. Somebody say thank God. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you that you love these people supernaturally and abundantly, and you're releasing to them great favor and great grace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the curse of poverty is broken, that resources is coming. That's why you're speaking to them in that area, because you are their only source. You are their only source right there. You are their only provision. You are their only source, and there is no other way, Father God, other than your hand and your touch. And they have to put their trust in you and their confidence in you and their faith in you, oh God. And as they do that, Father, they will reap back what they sow out over and over and over again. Somebody say, God is not a man that he should lie. God wants me blessed, and I will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Now, as you pray in the Holy Ghost, there are certain people that are challenged in their finances, and I know where it is, and I know the struggle. I know the struggle. I know exactly what you're going through, and I speak by the Holy Ghost right now. God will bring you deliverance. Do you hear what I'm saying? That curse, God wants to deliver you from that curse tonight. Hallelujah. You don't have to have anything in your hand. Glory to God. But if you would come up here in faith, somebody say faith. If you would just come up by faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. And I know there's an anointing because I was not feeling well when we started this meeting, but I feel good. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. But if you would just come up here in faith, somebody say in faith. I mean, take those steps in faith and say, I'm walking, I'm practicing. Amen. If you get up there and just start practicing, at least walk. Somebody say walk toward in the direction that you should go. You know, just go in that direction and keep doing that. You'll find out that you'll be walking there each week. Amen. You might not have anything, but you're just walking in that direction by faith. Then sooner or later, you're walking up there with some pennies. Glory to God. You're not afraid to walk up there with a penny. See, we tell people, see, it's not what you have to give. It's your heart. See, if it was all about how much money people had, that would be the issue. But we've said things between. See, we believe in this. And we told people, listen, walk in that direction. Fill out a blank envelope. You understand? So it's not really the amount. They won't even fill out a blank envelope. Amen. In faith. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. It's obedience that breaks it. And when you want your miracle, you've got to obey God. That widow, somebody say there was a widow in the Bible that had a prophet come to her, and he had her do what was very uncalled for. And she obeyed that prophet. Amen. And got her need met. Somebody say praise God. And if you don't have any money, stop sitting on your butt and go in the other direction. You walk in faith toward the plate. And God will bring you out. And I say that with a boldness, and I say that with authority, and I say that with abundance, because it's our responsibility to see you blessed. Did you know that? Hallelujah. And God will do that for you. I sense that by the Holy Ghost right now. I sense that thing going to be broken. Somebody say hallelujah. And you'll be excited every offering time. See, there was a spirit. See, there's spirits every time offering times come up and different things come up. There's something that jumps on the inside. That's the spirit of poverty. That's the spirit of poverty. See, and it's causing you to run from the blessing of God, to run from your provision, to run from your provision. Don't run from your provision. Run to your provision. Somebody say amen. Worship. Somebody say worship. See, you got to learn these things. When I came up in the Word of Faith movement, see, it was different. You know, we would worship God with our offerings. We were excited. Didn't matter how much you had, but we glorified God. That's right. The place went crazy. Yeah. during offering time. Amen. It was not a grudge. Okay, it's time just to pay the light bill. Amen. That's not what it was. But when it was offering time, we worshiped God and we celebrated. Hallelujah. And God met our need. Worship with your offering. So stand up and just wave it and wave your hand and say, I worship you and I participate in giving and receiving. Even though I might not have anything, I'm not locked out. And I still reap that blessing. There's an anointing in this room right now. Say it. Pray in the Holy Ghost. There is an anointing in that area right now. Somebody said there's a blessing in the room right now. There's a financial anointing in the room right now. Glory to God. And as you get in the right spirit during that anointing, it will turn back on you. It'll turn back on you. Somebody say, I submit to the anointing of increase. I need to. Glory to God. I need to. Glory to God. Now get in the Holy Ghost and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray over your financial needs. Pray over it right now by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Add your faith to it and God will bring you deliverance. You hear what I'm saying? God will bring you deliverance. God will bring you deliverance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody says in their heart, I need a breakthrough right now. Somebody just said, I need a breakthrough right now. I need a deliverance right now in that area. Something's got a breakthrough right now. I heard that in somebody's heart. Somebody said, I need it right now. And God says, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. They're writing it right now. It's in the way. Hallelujah. Go to work. And what I mean by going to work, I'm not talking about just going crazy. I'm talking about just worshiping God. Hallelujah. Worshiping God. Honoring God and getting serious about your faith. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to do something differently right now. Chris, I need you to play softly. You can put your offering in. Play softly. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Help her. Wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Get it, precious. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. I want you just to get in line right here. Is that all right? Just put a line out here, Jesse, if you can help me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just put a line right there with your offering. If you don't have one, don't worry. Just get a line right there. Somebody say, thank God. Come on quickly. Glory to God. Get right there. Somebody say, thank God for it. Hallelujah. There's money coming. Somebody say, there's money coming. There is money coming. There is money coming. I sense that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. How much do you think God can do? How many are you open to it? How many are you open to it right now? Thank God. Thank God. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, somebody say, I'm going to be included in on what God is doing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm anointed. Say, I'm anointed of God. I'm blessed of God to receive and to receive increase. I'm going to pray for you right now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I sense that in my spirit right now. I'm going to lay hands on you by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to release the spirit of increase over you. Is that all right? I'm going to release that right now. And I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost as you do it and water that seed. Water that seed right now. And you're going to find out. Things are going to change. I see things changing right now. Hallelujah. Bless in the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless. Open that door. God can do much more than that. Thank you, Jesus. Work a miracle in the name of Jesus. Blessed on that thing. Money coming in. Accounts opening up. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Bless. In the name of Jesus. Turn it around. Bring that money in the name of Jesus. Speak to our children. Father God, do it in the name of Jesus. Bless. I speak the blessing of God over you, woman. Bless. I command the blessing of God over you. In the name of Jesus. I command money to come. Money, hallelujah, money come, hallelujah, money come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, money come in the name of Jesus, money come in the name of Jesus, money come, ha, open up, money come in the name of Aratoshiki, ha, come, money come in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, money more come in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, money come to Will, hallelujah. Money come to Jesse right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Money come to this woman right now in the name of... Come! Rukovrete to Mosumada Hatalahi. But I got to the Lushikina Hanta, hey. But I got a Noboshikina Hanta. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Money come to this woman in God's way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Watch it turn around. Watch it turn around. Watch it speak it into it. Just bless God in your prayer language right now. Just play it in your prayer language right now. Pray it in your prayer language right. Yes, Shalamahuva Bahasa. Deliverance is coming in that area right now. Hallelujah. Deliverance is coming in that area right now. Deliverance is coming in that area right now. Deliverance is coming in that area right now. God's looking for a vessel to bless. Deliverance is coming in that area right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Say Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak the wealth of the wicked. Hallelujah. To come unto your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. I command you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can, go on and show and just worship God with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I receive it. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for His blessing. Thank God for His blessing. Thank God for His blessing. Thank the Lord for His blessing. Thank the Lord for His blessing. Just worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for that increase right now. Worship God for the increase right now. Just worship God for the increase. Tell God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for opening closed doors in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Father God. Thank, you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for deliverance in that area. Thank you for deliverance of big bills. Thank you. Thank you for deliverance from big bills. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. God's delivering people from bills right now. There's some bills that are about to drop off if you worship Him. There's some bills about to be paid off. There's some bills about to be paid off. There's some bills that are about to be paid off right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Some things are about to get paid up. Some things are about to be paid up. Break it, turn it, but oh, she, Rakatoma, Hana, Hoshilaha, Rabadoshi, Rabakosha, Brakatamaha, Brakatamaha, Brakatama, the Hoshikin, and Hana, the Hosaha. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Bring it in the Hoshilahana, that home, that home, that home, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lakrobadoshi, and Hana, the Lubaha, Brakatama, oh, she got a Hana, the Oshinaha. Oh, ho, ho, shiki, he, rabba, ho, shina, handel, ho, 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 ha, 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 yin, hum, ha, bumanush, nini, muhammad, dikadaba, ha, baka, dodo, stah, ha, break it in the ushi, he, break it in the motion, ha, I see a new suit, ha, 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 I see a new suit in the name of Jesus, I see prosperity, I see prosperity, I see prosperity, I see a prosperity, I see prosperity, I see sudden, I see prosperity right now in the name of Jesus. I see deliverance. I see it right now in the name of God's going to turn that thing around that you believe Him and trust in Him. He is turning it around. Watch. Be open for great increase this year in the name of Jesus. Stay humble before Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Labado oshida hanele buvra sinaha. Hana bahane dudu sheda hama ho sikra bahara ha. Rakate de mushinga hande he sit. Rete tama to sikra mahande ho shega ha. Reka no oshiga na hanele buvra de ka sinaha. Pray over those bills right now in the name of Jesus. Pray over those bills right now in the name of Jesus. Let God pay it. Let God pay it. Let God pay it right now in the name of Jesus. Some say, I will not fear. I will not fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Say, every one of my needs are met in the name of Jesus. Change that confession right now. Oh, glory to God. Smart woman, hallelujah. Start to confess it right now in the name of Jesus. Start to confess it right now. Hallelujah. I know that's God. I know that's God. See how fast it comes? Stand up and worship Him. Stand up and worship Him right now. You sow that seed. Stand up and worship Him. Stand up and worship God. Bless in the name. Ha! God! The joy from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thousands in the name of Jesus. Thousands in the name of Jesus. Thousands. Hallelujah. You are kidding. Oh God, you are kidding. Prepared. Are you kidding? Somebody say glory to God. I call it done right now. I just want everybody, I don't want to see it. I dare you right now for 5 minutes. I dare you to write down some of these bills that are getting on your nerve. I dare you to write them down right now. Put them on paper. I dare you to write it down right now. I dare you to write it down. I give you 5 minutes to write it down before we let you go. I give you 5 minutes to write it down. I give you 5 minutes to write it down. I don't care if it's a house payment. That financial thing that's concerning you, I dare you to write it down right now in the name of Jesus. I dare you to write it down. I dare you to write it down and hold God to His word. I dare you to do it in the name of Jesus. Spiritual warfare. Some of you are doing spiritual warfare right now in the arena of finance. You're doing spiritual warfare right now in the arena of finance. In the arena of finance right now. There's deliverance coming in the arena of finance right now. Write it down. Write it down and watch God do it. Go ahead, woman. Write it down and watch God do it right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you do it, because some of you are going to write down some things you didn't know you had. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to write down some stuff. I dare you to write it down. I dare you. You better write down those school bills, whatever it is that God is speaking to you right now. Write it down. Write it down right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you said, I want to get out of that house. I'm tired of that place. Write it down. Write it down. I want to move. Write it down. 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 Right now in the name of Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready, and start to listen to the Holy Ghost as He tells you. And you better not do it with debt either in the name of Jesus. Some of you are believing God for those vehicles. Glory to God. Write it down and watch what God does. Write it down and watch what God does. Write it down and watch what God does. Some of you want to believe in God for some new furniture. Write it down and see what God does. Write it down and see what God does. He's able. Some of you're looking at your refrigerator right now. Write it down and see what God does. God's ready to cut a food covenant with somebody. God's ready to cut a food covenant with somebody. I don't know who that's for, but a food covenant with somebody right now. I just see a refrigerator packed up. Packed up. You're going to be sowing food. You're going to be sowing food. Frozen steaks. Glory to God. Watch what God does in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank God for deliverance. You need to call that truck paid for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Money is coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, oh, oh. Do you sense that anointing on it? Watch. How is someone saying the anointing of increase in the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's delivering you out of that budget and giving you His budget. Glory to God. Say, God, take care of me. Say, God, take care of me. Do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, with no sorrow added to it. Glory to God. With no, somebody needs a job. Somebody needs a job. Glory to God. Somebody's believing God for a job. Hallelujah. Get up here. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. It's coming this week. Glory to God. Get up here if you need that job. Hallelujah. It's coming this week. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. It's coming this week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister, I don't know where you're working. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on quickly. Hallelujah. I speak that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, favor in the name of Jesus. Glory. There's an anointing on you. There's an anointing on you right now. Oh, ho, ho. London. Oh, shit. Favor, 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 favor in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Langrota sibreta do baha. Brokoporatika samahanda hashidehe. Prophet tatushikanahandalikatabaha. There's some businesses out there. God's been speaking to some people about business. Hallelujah. About business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it's about business, get up here right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. A business right now in the name of Jesus. About business. Hallelujah. There's the grace of it started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's the, there it is right there. You'll be moving in it this week. Watch it coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. There's a new position, new anointing. Hallelujah. Favor in the name of Jesus. Ha! Lungo daba so shele mahanda le kuvarati si behad. Brakato mahanda hallelujah shikara handle ha ha. Get your faith to do that thing. Oh, and that business open up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You'll be blessed. 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 Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 You got $100 in your wallet? Huh? It'll be nothing for you to have $100 in your wallet at all times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bless God, bless God, bless God. Somebody say, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Stand up like rich people and bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, John. Just wave your hand like a rich man. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, blamba do shin and a hundred a kova. Somebody say, I'm rich in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank God for the blessing of God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Just experience it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm one of the blessed ones in the name of Jesus. Say, it's God. 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 It's God in the name of Jesus. It's going to materialize and manifest. It will materialize and manifest. It will materialize and manifest. Some of you are going to have the riches of that, of kings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your riches are going to astonish people. Glory to God. How did God do it? Somebody say, there's signs and wonders. You hear what I'm saying? In the last days, there'll be signs and wonders. And some of those signs will be financial signs and financial wonders that will cause people to wonder. Only God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. I bless your holy name forever. I bless your holy name, and I speak riches over every one of you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My God's a good God, isn't he? My God's a good God. Oh, Father. My God, my God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. How many listened to your last CD you got? If you listened to it,
Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you listen to it. Hallelujah. And if it blessed you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One. Hallelujah. Two. Praise. Two. Three. Praise God. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. And we'll see you Sunday morning. There's Foundations course. Amen. Whoo. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It's hot in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness, people. Hallelujah. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Yes. Sunday morning at 9:30 is the Foundations course. Jesse, you want to check this over here? Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, go on and stretch your hands that way. Yeah, let's let them do that. Can they stretch it? Is that all right? They stretch their hand, or they should, or is it, what did you get? What did you get from the Spirit? Well, praise God. We'll receive it. Well, stretch your hands this way. Somebody else sense that too. We just sent you. Y'all just stretch your hands this way. Glory to God. Just somebody say, return it. Hallelujah. Y'all be careful. Don't get mad when God blesses me after you pray for me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God for his blessing on Nation Church, Pastor Rod, and everybody in it. Hallelujah. Ooh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. My. Oh, Father, somebody get an ink pen. Who wants to help me tonight? Who's got an ink pen that will help me tonight? We need you. I'm going to sow only to the people that will listen. Only to those that will listen. I want you to see Brother Tizo, and I'm going to sow a CD. Is that all right? I'm going to sow a CD of choice to everybody in here, not the little ones because they don't even know what they're listening to. Amen. Hallelujah. But every adult, amen, that believes. Now, you better don't take it unless God tells you to. Now, you can have a CD, but listen, make sure you're going to listen to it. Don't just take a CD, amen, and throw it in the back of the car someplace. Amen. Some of you say, well, I don't have a CD player. By the time you want to hear that thing, you'll have one. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to sow. Somebody say, I'm going to sow the word out in that area. Amen. Tizo, every CD that they get, we have an inventory now. We just took it today. If you do receive a CD tonight, make sure you go to Brother Tizo, so he can write down what CD you have, or we can just get the database open, get the laptop out there, and just zero them out as people take them out the door. Is that all right? You going to write it down and make sure we get it, Brother Tizo? Somebody say, praise God. Isn't that good? That's the way. Let me tell you what. That is how blessings come. You have to open the door. You have to open the door. Now, you could pray for me, amen, and say, be blessed. But if I didn't open the door by sowing, I couldn't get it back. Amen. So I want you to be blessed right now in the name of Jesus. I'm sowing the word into you, and watch it return. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. Sunday morning is going to be good. Amen. Oh, Sunday morning is going to be so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Sunday night's going to be good. Choir rehearsal Sunday at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock choir rehearsal Sunday at 4 o'clock. Amen. Sunday night service. Hallelujah. Oh, Sunday night service at 7 o'clock. Is it 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Hallelujah. Praise God and bless Brother Jesse's back in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Leave him alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Speak healing over that back right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You can put some good music on, Brother Jesse. Brother Jesse.